thank you for that welcome. But most importantly, I got a lot of things I want to thank you guys for and gals. First of all, out at practice today, we set another record for attendance. And I can tell you the energy that all of you, with all your other fans that you brought out there today, it makes a big difference. I just walked through the locker room, and the players were talking about what having a crowd like that out at practice does for the tempo of practice and the energy of practice. So thank you very much for being out there. But most importantly, thank you for being so patient. Thank you for everybody in this room has waited for over a decade to become a season ticket holder. And for our organization, for my family, I can't tell you how much that means to all of us. And now that you are season ticket holders, you're going to be in the building in 2012. Thank you very much. I can tell you that for my family, I have three younger brothers. And starting in 1971, when Schaefer Stadium was built right on the other side of Gillette, my dad came home one night. I was 7 years old. In the spring of 1971, and we lived in this little house, and I used to go meet him at the door when he'd come home from work. And I went and I met him at the door this one day, and he said, "I got something I want to show you. Come over here." And we went off into, we had this like little, I guess you'd call it a living room. It was about a quarter of the size of the stage. And he had one of those old briefcases where you had the locks, his hard top, and he flipped it open. And inside the briefcase were these white strips with the old Pat Patriot logo on it, kind of crooked. And my dad said to me, "Those are season tickets for the Patriots in their new home. We're going to be season ticket holders." And I just remember thinking, a seven-year-old boy, and they had just drafted Plunkett like the month before, and you knew they were opening a stadium, albeit a stadium that was probably out of date 50 years before it was even open. But nonetheless, a stadium. And I just remember thinking how cool that was. Now, that night, my brother Danny and I, he's a year younger than me, we were lying in bed, and our bedroom wall backed up against my parents' bedroom. And we had never heard our parents argue before, and that night, we heard our parents go at it about these tickets. My mother didn't think we could afford it. She didn't understand football in those days. She didn't think we could afford it, and we were supposed to go to religious school on Sunday mornings. My dad said, "They'll still go. Don't worry. We'll go after our religious school ended at 1. He said, "They'll go afterwards." What my mom didn't know is my dad used to slip notes under our pillow on Saturday night saying to please excuse us at 12. And we used to leave early. But the moral of the story is I jump ahead. Is that I look back on my childhood, and I remember coming to the games with my dad and my brothers, and the product on the field wasn't always that great, and the amenities of the building weren't always that great. But there's something about being a season ticket holder to a football game, a football team. The games, there's only a handful of them. You put them in the calendar in April when the schedule comes out. You look forward to them. You have the people you sit with, you have your family who you go with, and it becomes a part of your family. It has been for ours. We from 1971 till 1988, when we bought the old Foxborough Stadium, I think I might have missed 7 home Patriot games. It's just we made it part of the tradition and culture of our family. And I think today's world is so much crazier than the world in 1971, and it's so much harder to come together with your family or with your close friends. Ironically, football lets you do that and rally around something that's really important to you. So as somebody that's been to virtually every game here in Foxborough since 1971 and who's had a vested interest in the team since 1994 beyond just being a fan, I can't tell you how much it means to all of us, to the people in this building and my family, that you're going to be joining our family this season and hopefully for a long time to come. And please make it a part of the tradition that you have as you go through your summers and your falls and hopefully into your Januaries and Februaries each year too. So thank you very much for that. The gentleman standing to my left is a great football player from Syracuse. He also happens to come from a wonderful family, lots of great athletic feats there that you know, but also a great mom, a great dad, and a high, high caliber individual who I can tell you, a number of veteran players have commented to me what a great selection we made with Chandler Jones, not about his on-field skills, but they don't always love, the vets don't always love the first rounders. They think we got a blue chipper here. So it's my pleasure to introduce Chandler Jones.
Good evening, everyone. How you guys doing? First off, I wanted to thank everyone for becoming a part of the New England Patriot family. You know, and when I first found out that I was going to be speaking to you all, you know, I was like, you know, they're rookies just like me. But as far as the hazing, you guys don't want to do that. You know, I got to carry Vince Wilfork's pads after practice every day. But it's been great. It's been a great experience for me. You know, I had rookie minicamp, I had OTAs, and the transition from college level to the professional level has been great. You know, one of my biggest things is kind of, you know, getting out of the fan mode. You know, I'm sitting in the locker room with Tom Brady. I'm like, you know, and his locker is right next to mine. So, I'm just very happy and I'm excited for all of you, you know, to have the opportunity to enjoy, you know, this experience with me. You know, you guys are now season ticket holders. And congratulations with that, and I'm excited for this 2012 season.
And Chandler's gonna, he can't say it, but I'm gonna say it. He's gonna make the 2012 season a memorable one for all of you. We started with that video, we have some unfinished business. So, is that a deal? Is that a deal? Okay. But we're lucky that the person who we have running our personnel department and really working hand in hand with Bill and putting in huge amounts, just incredible amounts of time to make it happen is a young man that joined our organization over a decade ago, was put through all of the coaching and scouting spots, and then worked his way up through the personnel department. And I can tell you, it was also a great college football player. And so it really gives me a lot of pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Nick Cazario. Nick's going to tell you a little bit about our team and some of the additions and how excited we are for the season. And you won't see me again. Jen takes over again after this. So one last time, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you here at Gillette this season.
Thanks to Jonathan for that introduction. Half of that's probably true. The reason I was halfway decent in college is because I didn't have to play against Chandler Jones and knock my head off. So, but just want to welcome everybody to training camp. It's an exciting time for really the entire organization, players, coaches, personnel department, and the fans. And I'll just say this, you know, just real quickly from your perspective. I've been here since 2001, and, you know, we've been fortunate to win a lot of games through the years. And I can tell you just on Sundays, That stadium, there's no other stadium like it in the NFL. I mean, I'm biased, but, you know, we travel around the country, play in different stadiums, and the success that we've been able to enjoy as a team, it's largely a result of you, the fans, and just the support that you provide us. Nobody wants to come in here and play us, especially when it's late in the year, November, December, the snow is falling, it's sleeting, it's hailing, but our players live for it, they love it, and I think the fans love it just as much as the players, and you can feel that energy in the stadium. So, hopefully you'll be able to be a part of that and get a sense of what we feel, you know, on the field. I mean, I'm up in a press box, but we have to go through the crowd, and, you know, it's exciting. I mean, there's no place like it in the NFL, and we're just happy to have everybody aboard, and continued support is much appreciated, and hopefully we continue to have success as a team, and that's, you know, that's the ultimate goal. Just a little bit about this team. You know, I think it's always important when you start a new year, you don't look back. You really move forward, and that's what we try to do. Regardless of what happened last season, good or bad, you know, we won some games. Ultimately, we didn't kind of get where we wanted to go, but that's the NFL, and that's the reality of it. And really, as soon as the season was over, we kicked into the next phase, the next gear, if you will, and started to put together the 2012 New England Patriot team. And there's always change in the NFL. And the reality is no team is going to look the same the year that year as it did the year before. And We've lost some good players, but we feel that we've also acquired some good players and new players that we feel are going to help our football team both in free agency and through the draft. Chandler was up here, talked, you know, you had a chance to listen to him talk, and everything that Jonathan said about Chandler Jones is true. And I would just say the most important thing, in addition to what they do on the field, but Mr. Kraft and Jonathan, there's such a premium about how we conduct ourselves in the community and the type of player that we bring into this program. This place isn't for everybody, and we understand that, and everybody's not for us. So it's our job as a personnel staff to make sure that we're identifying the right criteria, the right qualities of those players that come into our program, because they're representing a lot of people. It's not just themselves. They're representing the other 52 players, 53 players, and the coaching staff, and you know our staff as well. So, but Chandler's got a little bit of work to do because he's probably a little bit behind relative to the rest of his family. Most of you know his brother, Bones Jones, is a pretty accomplished MMA champion, and then he's got an older brother that plays for the Baltimore Ravens as well. So Chandler's got some work to do, but hopefully he'll be able to surpass those guys with his performance on the field. But we added a good group of rookies, and then in free agency, we signed a number of players. I think we ended up signing more free agents from about the March to the June or April period, May period, as any team in the league. So that's just a part of the process that we go through, and change is inevitable. So we have some returning players that have had a lot of success in our program. We brought some new players into our system that we're trying to indoctrinate and get them acclimated to what we do, and really kind of teach them the Patriot way and what we're about. And really what that means is do your job, work hard, put the team first, and it's a simple mantra and motto, but that's the reality of it. And we're focused on one thing, winning football games. And we're going to do whatever we possibly can to put ourselves in the position to win football games. All the other nonsense that's out there, I mean, you know, the game has evolved, and there's so many different sets of eyeballs, the media, Facebook, or my face, as Bill refers to it as, Twitter. But in the end, it's all about football, and it's all about going on the field and performing at an optimum level, and that's what we're here in training camp trying to do. We're trying to put our foundation in place, sort of build on what we did through the spring, through the off-season program, which our players put in a tremendous amount of work, tremendous amount of effort. I think we lost collectively as a team like something like 400 or 500 pounds. I mean, everybody put the time in. Everybody is in shape, ready to go, with one sole focus in mind, and that is to put the best football team on the field as possible, and that's what we're here to do. That's what training camp is for. It's grueling. It's certainly a lot easier than it used to be. I mean, let's not, you know, kid anybody here. One practice, 2.5 hours, they hit once. I mean, the rookies, they should be thanking the veterans consistently on a day-to-day basis for the work that they did. But, I mean, we're excited about this season. And, you know, really, we're just kind of put the building blocks in place. It's like building a house. We're trying to put that foundation in place and just add brick by brick, brick by brick. And hopefully when we go out there down to Tennessee there that first weekend in September, that we'll be ready to go and we'll be able to put a team on the field that everybody's proud of. So, and then we come back home the following week, then we'll be ready to hear everybody make a lot of noise, and hopefully we can go out there and perform and play at a high level.
Some of the other things that we do to keep you connected, Jess mentioned earlier Patriots Football Daily, which we launched last year. It's our new iPad app. Eventually we'll be coming up with an Android version as well. But this app is really cool if you have an iPad. It has all the content from Patriots Football Weekly, as well as all the content from Patriots.com, all the audio, all the video, live radio. This year we're adding the actual game feed from the game to the app, as well as all live stats and everything. And I know all of you are going to be at the game. As Jonathan mentioned, we allow iPads into the game, so you can actually use the iPad as a second screen to actually watching. So when you want to look up a stat really quick, you can use that. If you want to put in an earpiece and listen to Gil Santos call the game while you're watching it, you can do that. So it's a really cool app. The other app, of course, is our New England Patriots app for iPhone, for BlackBerry, and for Android. You can download that at the Apple Store or in Google Play. And that, again, gives you all the content from Patriots.com, all the audio, all the video. It's a great way to keep connected. And finally, one of the other things that I do on game day, I don't know if anyone here has experienced it, because a lot of you, you know, might have gone to the game, you know, are here at the game, but I do a thing called Kirschwords, which is an in-game blog during the game. So I'm sitting at the game, and while I'm watching, I'm answering questions from fans all over the world who aren't as fortunate to be here. And it's a pretty cool experience. I'll get anywhere from 15 to 20,000 people on the blog with me watching the game. And it's sort of like we're all in the same living room. And while you're at the game, you can get that actually on your iPhone or on your Android device, and you can be sending me questions while the game's going on. I can't promise that I'll answer all of them because I literally get, you know, hundreds in a matter of seconds. So if I look down and I happen to see one, I'll answer it. But I'm trying to watch the game too. But it's a fun thing to do while you're here at the game. And you can do all of that right here in the stadium because, as Jonathan mentioned, this year we're going to be adding Wi-Fi. Jonathan mentioned we're going to be the first team, I believe, to do it right. A lot of teams have tried to do it in the past, and you know they've had some fits and starts because the technology is what it is at this point. It's hard to service a whole stadium full of people with Wi-Fi, but we feel that we're going to have the best solution out there. With the first preseason game, we'll light some of it up. So if you're in the stadium and you look down on your smartphone and you see Wi-Fi called Gillette Stadium, go ahead and use it. It won't be all on by August 9th, but by the time September 16th comes, the first home game, it'll be fully lit up. So, you know, give us feedback. There'll be feedback right there on your phone. Tell us what your experience is. And as Jonathan said, what we're doing this year is laying the foundation to give you content on game day here in the stadium that you really can't get anywhere else and that will make the experience here at Gillette Stadium unlike anything you can have anywhere else unless you're right here. So that's pretty much what we do. If you go to Patriots.com and explore, you'll find out all the other things we do. But I'm very proud of the fact that when it comes to analysis, again, it's objective. And I think when it comes to quantity, I think we probably do more audio, video, and text of any other team in the NFL. And it's all because we want to do it for you guys, because, you know, as a thank you and to add value to being a fan of the New England Patriots.